sound check.
We don't need no sound check.
No?
Nah.
No sound check today?
Real talk, Ted and Chris in the building.
Yeah!
All right. Chris, this the last one of the season, man.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I feel it's needed, you know, because I feel like it's a break, you know, that we need to take a little break, you know, as far as school and Thanksgiving break coming up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, so kind of like.
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember that very first time when we was in my room about a little over 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When we was like, yo, we should start recording these conversations.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
We've been through a little, we got a timeline going on over here.
Yeah.
First we started with the funny recordings.
Yeah.
With your friend.
Yeah.
The little hood recordings.
Yeah.
The hood producing. Anyway,
that was special, man.
Yeah, that was special.
That was special.
And then we got an opportunity to do some TV.
Yeah,
we was on TV for a little bit. Man. Remember that?
Yeah, the TV. That was an experience. I got to understand the dynamic of like all the red tape you gotta go through.
Yes,
the Duke gets.
But they really wasn't feeling us because we was talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tried to put us on the
back burner.
Yeah. Our whole concept was so different. It was like, well, you're talking about God, we just throw you on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just because you talk about God,
we're gonna put you on a Sunday with nobody watching.
Yeah.
And then after the TV thing, we kind of started doing the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it originally started with the live.
The live.
The live started it all.
Yeah, the live. Yep.
And when we was doing the live, we kind of like, you know, gained some type of interest in the people. They was interested in what we was talking about.
Yeah.
We had a following.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we ended the live, but we kept the podcast.
Yeah.
And the podcast has been where it's at, though.
Yeah. This is the ultimate destination. And even though a big part of me misses the live, too, you know.
I know.
And
that's your thing right there.
Now, I miss it, you know, because, you know, personally.
You like
to
be seen.
Not even that. Not even just that. Like, when I would go home, you know, one of the things, my grandfather actually watches.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what it is about the live? What I do notice? This is what I do notice. It's funny you said that. I notice older people who aren't that technology inclined.
Yeah.
They watch the live because it's easier to tune into that.
Yeah.
They could just log into Facebook and it's right there. You know what I mean? But with the podcast, you have to sign up for, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, type, you have to, you know, subscribe to whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Anchor. You got to subscribe. And, you know, older folks don't want to go on the phone and do that. Let alone, they don't even like texting.
No.
Yeah, so it's kind of harder for them to find us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And live is right there.
And the live is just tune in and just right there. And they're like, oh, man, look at these two fools.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was like one of my big things because my pop would always like bring that up. You know, he would say he's seen, you know, and he like watching it. And he would always tell us.
You should do it, though.
What?
You should continue it. You want to bring this back up? We spoke about it the other day. You keep shying away from it.
I'm not shying away from it, Teddy. Yes. You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know.
So, for those of you that's listening to this right now, right? Chris is about to give y'all our information on where to reach us. But I need you guys to listen to the information that Chris is about to give y'all on how to reach us, right? Because I need you guys to email us or inbox us or DM, whatever, and let us know, do you think that Chris, do you think that Chris should start his own podcast? And it's not his own podcast, because I don't think Real Talk with Ted and Chris is going to end. It really isn't.
No.
But Chris has a good idea, a good concept for a show that he wanted to do, or that he wants to do, but he's hesitating. Because I don't know why he's hesitating. Somebody please tell me why he's hesitating.
It's not that I'm hesitating. It's just the timing. You know, it has everything. Teddy, you know.
Timing is perfect right now. I think you should do it for Valentine's Day.
But hold on. So this is my plan. This is my plan. So this is my plan.
Yeah.
You know, I had this concept, King of Hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The concept is, you know, a guy sitting around, you know, talking to women.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting their perspective on just certain topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know, like, women like to have a voice.
And also, yeah. That's your field. You like talking to them.
Yeah,
you
always... I like to pick their brains.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to, like, just, you know, pick women's brains,
mm-hmm.
you know? And just see how they think. How a man thinks and how a woman thinks are two mm-hmm. different things. And just to be able to, like, have that dialogue. So, but... It is the timing, mm-hmm. but you gotta have all the pieces in the right places too, you know? Like, yeah, so it's a germ of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And if it turns into something, it will. But everything has to be
perfect.
Perfect.
Perfectly aligned.
Perfectly aligned. So I don't wanna rush it. And I need, and you know me, Teddy, you know, I need someone. Especially like if when I think about a female,
mm-hmm.
I would like to have a female there that's always present
to do it with
to
you.
To do it, mm-hmm. you know, just in case you don't get a certain.
Do you have somebody in mind?
I have a couple people in mind, but at the same time, Teddy,
mm-hmm.
are they going to have the passion
that you have? Yeah, that's true.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Because you
that's
know
why,
how I
that's
get.
Why, yeah, yeah.
You know how I get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They need to not only have the passion, but they need to be consistent as well. I think that's the biggest thing for me. Like, yeah. you know, like, I just need you to show up. Show up. Please show up. Yeah. You know what I mean? And just be there. Now, yeah. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. But like I said, man, this concept that you have for this, I think it's your lane. It's what you're good at. And I support you 100%. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know, bro. We could be talking like 2-3 years, even 5 years down the line. And next thing you know, you're like one of the biggest podcasts in America. You don't know, bro. You're laughing.
Yeah,
but this concept is dope. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I've seen you in that environment. You thrive. Yeah. You know? In the middle of them.
Of them.
You're in the middle and you're just picking their brains and asking all types of wild, crazy questions. All you hear is, Chris, what is wrong with you? And you're just laughing. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, and speaking of which, hold on, let me let the people know where to get
yeah.
real quick.
Remember, he's going to let y'all know where y'all could find us, right? But also, contact us and let us know if you think this is a good idea for Chris to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to hear from you.
Yep.
So guys, listen, if you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Instagram at #RealTalkTNC. Or you could find us through Ted at Ted_Lazarus or at KingSconny. That's KingSconni. Or you can go to our Facebook page. Our Real Talk Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions, you can email us at realtalkrealbag@gmail.com. If you would like to get some Real Talk TNC merchandise, you can go to teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. Just search Real Talk, capital T, lowercase n, capital C. Special shout out to Tasha, who handles our Twitter page, and she does our Q&A. And for our Q&A at the end, Teddy,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have someone who was on that did our questions, you know, so we're going to give a shout out to Shauna. She did our questions. She's going to close out the
Shauna's Q&A. Back.
Well, she filled in for
who?
we couldn't get a hold of Tasha. Where's Tasha been at?
Tasha's on vacation, bro.
She's still on vacation?
Tasha's on vacation. She's
on vacation for a month.
You know what it is? It's the fact that when we were supposed to record this yesterday, remember? And I got back late, and that was my fault. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's when she was expecting us to, you know. And today, this was kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just did it when we had the opportunity.
Yeah, one thing, listen, guys, I want to let you know, like, one thing about me and Teddy, so we're like, we go with the flow in anything, right? And based off the feel of everything that's going on, like, we just go with it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times our recording times are sporadic. Sometimes we record during the day, late at night. Like right now, it's like 10 something at night, right?
Yeah.
So this is what we do. Yeah. But this is what I like about it, because it's spontaneous and none of this stuff is like scripted, other than that little thing that I ran off. None of this is scripted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, none of this is scripted. That's one thing I love about Real Talk. You know, speaking of which, over the weekend, Teddy, I tried to get in contact with you. I went to go visit Kathleen, right?
Mm-hmm.
With her.
I was waiting for this, too.
I went to go visit her, and her friend Jess, shout out to Jess, she's a big fan of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And she loves when we do the Real Talk, Ted and Chris in the building. So her daughter wanted us to do it. I was trying to get in contact with you.
Okay.
So we could do it.
All right. Well, all she got to do is rewind to the beginning of this episode.
Yeah, that's all she got to do. But I made her a promise
that we would do it for her.
So what I was thinking, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, I don't want to say exactly when, but somewhere along the line, we could do a personal video recording, and we could record it and send it to her.
Because
I said that I would talk to you. I was trying to get in contact with you, but you was you got tied up. You had like a fundraiser.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Had a fundraiser to do. Had a couple things to do. You know what I mean? And we could do one right now for her.
You want a special one just for her. This is just for Jess.
That's a nice name. I like that name.
I do.
I like that name.
Stop
Jess.
It. That.
You just got it?
Just got it.
Just got you.
Hey, yo.
Took you a minute to get that one. That name.
Yo.
That name does something. You know what I mean?
Stop it now.
You know what I mean? Special shout out to her too.
Yeah, amen.
Not the one we about to record.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But anyway,
we can't talk about it.
Yeah, we can't talk about that right now. That's in the it's in the work.
Yeah,
it's in the work.
That's in the crock pot.
We cooking. Yeah, I mean, we cooking. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's do that for your friend Jess.
Yeah.
Let's do that real quick.
We're gonna do this. This is strictly for Jess. This is crazy.
This is for your friend Jess. This ain't for my Jess. Yeah. Nah, let me stop. All right. So let's do it. Real Talk, Ted and Chris in the building.
Yay!
That's for you, Jess.
That's for you, Jess.
Yes.
That is strictly for you.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, man, you know, when there's a lot of things I want to talk about, Teddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, guys, this is our season finale and of season two.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two things that I do, we've been getting asked, and there's another thing I want to talk about. So the first thing we've been getting asked is, are we coming back for a season three?
Yo, you're a funny guy, man.
That's been a question. I've been getting it.
I can answer that real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love. No, honestly, man, I'm gonna be real with you. I got a lot of plans coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny with talking about it here. I don't even know if I told you some of these plans, but I'm praying that God moves some things for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's been a lot going on with me. And I'm praying that God works some things out, but I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not going to be out of Haverhill. I'm still going to be here in this city.
Yep.
And I think that no matter, you know, what I do next semester, because I'm gonna finish school, but I don't know if I'm gonna be living here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
it's transition time.
Yeah. Now it's because see the thing with me, Chris, a lot of people that's about to graduate, they're either going back home.
Yeah.
Or they have like a place waiting for them, like to go. I feel like I'm called to be in this area for a little while, you know? And so I have to, like, get ready because you know how that works. We graduate and then we got to go, right? I don't want to do that. I want to start working on that now. And I can't do that living in this place. You know what I mean? I got to, like, go and find my own.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been living by myself for a while, bro. And I feel like living here is not living by myself.
After a while, I mean, you're by yourself, but you're not.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm a grown man, and I gotta go do what I gotta do. But Real Talk 10 and Chris is not over. By far, I don't think it's over at all. I think we got a lot more to do. I think
there's a lot more to do.
There's more things that we gotta do, man. I think the videography of this of this podcast need to start.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start recording it.
Yeah.
I think we need to start setting up and promoting it better.
Yeah.
Because the content is good.
Yeah.
People want to hear it. People like it. You see the following is growing.
Absolutely.
The listens is growing.
Yeah.
And we love the people. Yes, and we want to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But yo, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Real quick.
Yep.
What was your favorite episode this season?
Wow. I have a lot of favorite ones. It's, you know, I'm stuck.
You got to pick one. You got to pick one.
Wow.
Just like this or that.
I think I like it. And I don't want to be biased here.
Yeah.
I like the Kathleen episode. The reason why I like it is because it was so, so unexpected. The plot twist was introduced. Direct, real questions. That episode was so crazy. I would let people who wanted to come on the show, and I would pretty much say, well, listen, this is real talk, so anything goes. And they would hear that, and it was like, man, I don't know if I want to come on that show. Like, you know, and like almost because it's like, can we be that transparent?
We have to.
You know, whoever is here, can they really be able to answer some direct questions like that? Because
it was kind of like she was on the spot. Like she didn't expect
it. You got me in trouble later that night.
I had to apologize to her. She was like, I didn't expect this. I was like, okay, answer the question.
Yeah.
But you know, but it was a good episode, man.
Yeah.
I think that God is definitely doing something in that, man. We know that we could be transparent. We know that we can, like, talk about things that other people normally don't talk about, but we have a line that we don't cross.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's all good, though.
What about you?
What's up?
Your favorite episode?
My favorite episode, it got to be the Kanye episode.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode. The reason why that was my favorite episode is because I feel like there is like a word that needs to be put out there. There's something that people need to hear. And I feel like hip hop is one of those cultures, one of those genres that can get it out there. And hip hop is usually misunderstood, you know, because sometimes people look at a rapper and they think that they used to sell drugs. And they think that they're gangbanging. You know what I'm talking about. You feel me? And people that rap don't necessarily do that. You know what I'm saying? You look at J. Cole. J. Cole's not a gangbanger. He didn't sell drugs. Kanye never did that. Never what I mean? And there's a lot of rappers that don't do that. But are they still pushing death in their music? Yeah, they are. They are. They're definitely pushing out the wrong message. But I still feel like people think so bad of rappers that they're like, nah, that music, we don't want it. You know? So when you look at like a Christian rapper, mm-hmm. and because you have that negative connotation in your mind already about the genre, you don't want to hear Christian rap.
Yeah.
But now Kanye comes, and here he comes with this rap, and he's talking about Jesus. You're like, oh my God, where was Christian rap? Hold up. Mm-hmm. You had a whole bad connotation on rap itself,
yeah.
and now Kanye saying Jesus, and you're like, where was Christian? Christian rap was always here. Yo, them dudes was always rapping about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that kind of like got me tight. And I was like, yo, I had to defend the whole, you know, Christian hip hop genre, bro. I didn't like that. You know, that's my heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
I listen to Christian hip hop all day. I don't even listen to secular rap. I don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I feel the itch to want to listen to an old Jadakiss, yeah, you know, 50. Yeah. You feel me?
50.
AKA what?
Ferrari. At 50.
But yeah, but I just don't, because I know what that music brings me back to.
Yeah.
But Christian hip hop is dope, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Christian hip hop is fire. Like, these people don't know what they listen to. Like, this one dude that was that sent me a message because I posted something about Christian hip hop artists being more talented than regular rap artists. Yeah. And he was like, they're not. And this guy, you know, I'm not gonna say his name. Mm-hmm. He's a youth pastor.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, like, you got to say Christian hip hop is better because these guys are repping God. They're like praising God on their music and they're staying relevant to that, where you got these other guys that's talking about death.
Yeah.
So I feel like Christian hip hop artists are more talented because they're staying relevant to praising God. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Listen, man, I'm not perfect, Chris.
None of us
I make
are,
mistakes, man. I fall.
Yeah.
You know, Father, forgive me.
Yeah, man, we fall, man.
But
we got to get back up when we fall. Yeah. Listen, man, we're going to fall. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, the things that we do, no one said the Christian walk is going to be easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was a time and we didn't care.
Nope.
So the fact that, well, I always say that all the time, the fact that we come to a place to be like, man, I've been messing up.
Yeah.
You know, like, was there ever a time before Christ where you sat there and said, man, I'm messing up?
Nope.
Like, you know, so that's good news to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because there's that Holy Spirit. That's how,
now you have a compass.
Yeah.
You didn't have a compass before.
Exactly.
Now you have
a compass. You know what I mean? Like, they always say, like, you know, when you talk about speaking in tongues, you know, some say, you know, the evidence, you know, well, it is referenced in the Bible, but some people truly believe that if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. And I totally don't agree with that. You know, when you, the Holy Spirit is that exact thing when you're sitting there contemplating, man, I've been messing up. Yeah. I've been slipping. I ain't been on my game. Mm-hmm. What is going on? I ain't even been.
Conviction.
Father, forgive me. I haven't even prayed to you today.
That's
I haven't
fact.
Talked to you. I haven't even been listening to you. I've just been doing my own thing. And you start being aware of that, that's the Holy Spirit, man. That's the Holy Spirit. Like, God doesn't play to, you know, like, he is with us. Everything that we do, he's with us, man. So we can't beat ourselves up over the struggle. Some people don't like to say that Christians struggle. Listen, it's a struggle. You got this flesh.
You got to emphasize flesh. On struggle.
Yeah, it is. Because we have a flesh. You know, we have to kill it daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to die to ourselves daily. That's biblical. That's Bible 101. Mm-hmm. We got to die to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to do in a lot of cases.
Give us this day our what?
Daily bread. This day.
Daily.
Daily.
That's something we got to do every day.
Every single day.
Amen.
You know, so it's a struggle, man.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And I think that we could hold on to that, because before, when we fell, we didn't have nothing to hold on to. But now we could fall and grab on to God. And just keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This topic right here is a very sensitive topic for me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, man, I slip, man, and I fall and I make dumb mistakes.
Yeah.
But I remember when I would slip and fall and make a dumb mistake back then.
Yeah.
And I would just turn to alcohol and then I'd be good.
Yeah.
For like a good, like, what, 3-4 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up in the morning hungover and my problems will still be there.
Yeah, still there. Ain't going anywhere.
But now we got somebody to bring our problems to.
Yes.
And who's that?
That's Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Bring it right to him. And that's the thing. I say this, right? And it's so true, right? The reason why God hates sin so much, mm-hmm. because it keeps us from him. From him. Yep. And he knows that.
Yep.
You know, because we don't have the tendency.
Yep.
When we're, like, living in sin or we're doing stuff that's not right, like, we don't want to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to pray.
Yep.
We don't want to do none of that
depression.
Stuff. All that stuff, we don't want to go to him with it.
Yep. Yep.
We feel like, oh, man, mm-hmm. we gotta back up from him mm-hmm. and try to deal with it ourselves and then come back to him.
And the funny thing about that is, like, God uses you in a way where you think, like, okay, God can't use me. I just messed up. And we look at, like Jonah,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Jonah didn't even want to preach to the Ninevites.
Nope.
And it's not like God had like a whole sermon.
Yeah.
He just had like a two-liner.
Yeah.
Turn from your sin or I'm going to burn down the city.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he told Jonah, right?
Yeah.
And he said, go tell the Ninevites that. And Jonah didn't want to go tell him, right?
No, he didn't.
And bro, when Jonah finally went back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fish spit him up, vomited him, the Bible says. And then he went back. 3 days. It said 3 days it took him to get there, right?
Yeah.
And he finally gets there, right? And then he tells them, turn from your sin. Mm-hmm. Or you know what I'm saying? And the whole city turns. Yeah. Even the king.
Yeah.
So that quick two-liner was probably the greatest revival that's ever happened in history.
Yeah.
So we have a whole lot more to say than that.
Yeah.
You and I, right?
Yeah.
Or anyone else out there that feels like they're in a depression type of mode and God can't use them. God could use you.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he did to Jonah.
Yeah.
Look what he did to Jonah.
Yeah.
Jonah ran from him. Jonah said, you know what? I'm going to do what I want to do. And God still went and got him and brought him back and used him. So can you imagine those that are willing to be used? Those that wants, like, okay, God, here I am. I am being submissive and I'm giving it all to you.
Mm.
Use me as you will, God.
Mm.
Whatever you want me to do, uh-oh. I'm here for it.
Uh-oh.
So imagine what God can do in that.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
About to pass the plate. Offering coming out now.
So, man, I'm at a place right now, Chris, and I'm going to be transparent, man. I'm struggling with a lot, bro. You know, and I've made a lot of mistakes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at a place right now. Dog, like, I'm like, God, just use me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
Yeah.
I just want to grow deeper and deeper in you. And how do we grow close to God? It's his words.
You got
to
read his words.
You got to read his words. That's how you grow close to God. And just use me, God. Use me. Use me. I want to be like Jonah and run away. Yeah. I want to run to you.
Yeah. Help me.
They said Jonah was trying to get to a place that's like over 2,000 miles away from where God was trying to send him like 50 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, he ran the opposite way. And made the journey longer.
Yeah, yep.
You know,
yeah,
when he could have just went towards God and the journey would have been shorter.
And that's what we do.
Yeah.
And that's what crazy. We do, man.
It's crazy, man.
So we have 2 minutes left on this segment.
Yes. Right?
So listen, like I said, this is a candid conversation, man.
Yeah.
We usually have a word of the day
mm-hmm.
and we come back. We're going to do a little bit of this or that,
mm-hmm.
but I want to keep this conversation going.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
You know, so I want to step away for this brief second. I don't know if you want to do a word of the day. You don't have to.
Do you want to do a?
I want to just have this conversation.
Let's do that. Let's come back to this conversation.
That's what I want to do.
Let's do it.
All right.
Later.
Later.
Yeah, we going right back into it.
Pay that quick bill, came back.
Yep.
Have this conversation. We got a little bit of this and that, but I just flowed into this conversation, man.
Yeah.
You know, season finale. This is the season finale,
season
guys.
Finale.
This is a lot I want to talk about. This is why I'm like, we have to talk about some stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, yeah, man. So listen, guys, look, don't run from... If you're in sin, don't run away from God. Run to him.
Run to him. Because honestly, man, when we fall into sin, we fall into depression.
Yep.
We fall into a dark place.
Yes.
And we start relying on things that's not of God.
Not of
alcohol,
God.
Drugs, yeah. Sex.
Yeah.
You know, and
speaking of that, I've been having some conversations with a friend of mine. I'm not gonna say names. Reservations. This person has reservations to drink.
Reservations.
You know, like reservations is like they know they want to drink again. Right? They want to drink again. Mm-hmm. It's just about when am I going to drink again? It may not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but I'm going to drink again.
Yeah.
You know?
When you say drink, like what kind of drink we talking here? Like hard liquor, drinking?
That's a question that I want to know too.
Yeah. You know, because there's people who like drink, like traditionally drink, like wine after a meal. Like I really don't think nothing's wrong with that.
But if you had a problem, substance abuse, right?
Before that.
Before.
Would you do it?
Nah. So now check it now. Now, here's the thing. Now, there's two sides to this, Ted. There's a side that says, right? Well, my problem, like necessarily drinking wasn't my problem. Heroin and cocaine was my problem. If I'm around someone who drinks, that doesn't do nothing for me. Like I don't get an urge. But if I hang around someone who does heroin and cocaine, I probably will be tempted. But so there's some people who say, well, my problem was crack. My problem was heroin. It never really was drinking, even though I did drink. But drinking was not my issue. They feel like they can go back to that. And I always say it's a fine line there.
Nah. See, what happened is, right? And I can use a friend of mine as an example in this. I remember that he was a heroin addict. You know what I'm saying? And he was on drugs as well. But when he went into recovery, he was good for a little while. And then he started like smoking cigarettes. And I told him, I was like, yo, it's going to lead back to, you know. He was like, nah, I got it. It's not going to lead back to that. Like, I didn't have a problem with smoking cigarettes, so I can do that. I said, all right. And then he started drinking.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, that's going to, nah, I got it. Like, I didn't have a problem. I wasn't an alcoholic. He told me straight up, he's like, you was an alcoholic. You can't drink.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, do what you got to do then. I'm just here to be used by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And tell you what, you know, and he went into drinking. And guess what? The drinking went into heroin.
Yeah.
Because it's like you want more.
You always want
especially
more.
Especially if you've tasted more, you're not going to be satisfied with something that's less of. Mm. And to a heroin addict, alcohol is really nothing.
Yep.
You know
sure
what I'm saying?
Sure ain't nothing to me.
So it's like you're going to be like, whoa. I feel a buzz.
Yeah.
And I want that super buzz.
Get that buzz.
Chris.
It's the truth, though. You're right.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
Why are you drooling on the
I'm
mic?
I'm not drooling. Nah. There's a fine line because I'm not saying, look, I'm not, this is no thing on like, if the Bible doesn't say you can't drink, it says don't get drunk. Yeah. We know that.
Don't be a drunk.
I'm not speaking to that.
Yeah.
I'm not against personally. Yeah. I'm going to say it. Personally, I'm not against drinking.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, I agree with you.
You know, I'm not against it at all.
I don't think, honestly, man, if something could bring you to a point of where other people don't recognize who you are, I don't think you should do it. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
If you can't sit here, because there's people that say, well, I like to drink. I just don't drink around my kids. Like, what? If you can't do it around your kids, you shouldn't do it, period. Because you want your kids to be who you are, right?
Hey, yo.
What?
It's the truth, man.
Nah, for real.
Dude, we justify
like,
stuff,
yeah,
man.
Like, if you want your kids to be the person that you want, you are in front of them, but you don't want your kids to be the person you are when they're not around, is that what we're saying here? Like, hey, I want you to be me when I'm around you. But when I'm not around you, like, no, that makes no sense, bro. Like, I don't understand that theory. And I hold on to that right now because, you know, if I'm around my daughter and I'm like, the person that, you know.
Yeah.
I want her to be, to have a good role model.
Yeah.
I want to be that role model when she's not around as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know. That's just me. But that's my view right now. My view wasn't that back in the days. You feel me? So
it's like one of those things, man. I always like say to that person, like they're my friend. And I'm not going to be a person like, hey, blah, 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 blah. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, you just got to say, be careful because you know the lifestyle you used to live. Mm-hmm. And you don't let the enemy trick you into saying, well, that wasn't your problem. You know, your problem was heroin. Your problem was crack. It was never alcohol. See, that's where the enemy's at right there. Because we justify, we make choices off justification, man. And once the enemy can sit on our couch, I got this analogy, right? That the devil doesn't want your whole house. He just wants to chill on your couch.
Chill.
Because that him chilling on your couch, he can do so much damage by just pointing stuff out in your life.
Just being there.
Just talking.
Yep.
He's just sitting there. You know what? You don't.
Yeah.
You like, come on. When you think about it, you did crack, you did heroin, you did cocaine. You know what I mean? You used to shoot up. Smoking weed wasn't your problem.
You good.
Drinking wasn't your problem.
Roll that blunt.
You know what I mean? You're good.
Yeah.
Hey, weed is legal now.
Yeah.
He's talking to now this is his justification. Mm-hmm. Once he can get us to justify, he got us. Slowly but surely. And if we can justify our decision making, because it's all about choices at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I always say this anyway. You're going to do what you want to do anyway, right?
Yep.
You're going to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to either learn the hard way or the easy way, right? And if you was in addiction, listen, you're flirting. You are flirting with downfall. Mm-hmm. Not to say you will fall, but you're flirting with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that, you know, and if this person who I was talking to, they're listening to this, I want you to think about it. I'm your friend. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to support you no matter what.
My man, Chris. Yo, you no, funny.
It's the truth, bro. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put him on blast, right? But I'm being truthful, right?
I can imagine that person right now. I am never listening to this podcast.
I don't know why. But listen, I'm being good. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people who struggle with this. You feel what I'm saying? Who deal with this?
Yeah.
You're going to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it. Mm-hmm. You got a lot to lose, man.
Yeah.
You got just things.
But that we don't necessarily think about that when we just want to.
No, you know we're thinking about the flesh. That's the flesh.
Yeah, that's the flesh.
Listen, I just want to drink some wine
man, and relax. The other day I woke up, bro, and this is, of course, me being transparent again. Mm-hmm. And I was going through something crazy at the time, and it hit me. Like, reality hit me the next day. Like, dang. Like, I just want to drink. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it, too. I was like, I'm just going to go out and get me a drink, you know? Mm-hmm. But I didn't do it. The only reason I didn't do it, mm-hmm. I feel like I'll be letting God down, and I also feel like I'll be starting all over again.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be starting, like, all over. Here we go again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I also remember them days, man, where I used to wake up the next following day.
Yeah.
And I always felt like trash.
You feel like trash.
Man. You feel like trash. There's nothing good about it.
You drink to get drunk.
I drink to get drunk. That's what I used to drink for. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why do you drink?
I love the taste. I love the taste of alcohol. I really do. Most people like, it's liquor. Not the taste. Yeah, I love liquor. I'm not a beer person.
Yeah.
So I like cognac, brandy, vodka. That was my thing right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really a whiskey person.
Yeah.
And I would drink just to get drunk. You know what I'm saying?
It's holiday season.
Or a buzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, feel a little bit.
Yeah. So I remember waking up the next day, though. And I feel like crap. I always felt like crap. I never felt good after drinking. Never, ever. It was never a day where I was like, woo, I feel good after that night. Like, it was never a day where I just... But I do remember going to a night service or even a day service.
Yeah.
And waking up the next day and remembering that sermon and that feeling I felt in the church and said, dang, I feel so good. I had that joy of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I compare the two. I feel way better in Christ.
Amen.
I feel way better in Christ, man. And
it's Christ.
I love it because when you mess up and you do something and you want to take it out your head and forget it, you go out there, you get high, you get drunk just to like numb your pain, right? But you wake up the next day and the problem is still there.
Yeah.
So right now, when I mess up and I'm in Christ and I go to my Father and I said, forgive me, for I have sinned. Please take this from me.
Yeah.
He takes it from you and is never to be brought up again.
Yes.
Never.
Never.
So when you compare the two, because with alcohol and drugs, your problems are still there.
Mm-hmm.
With Christ, your problem is still there, but he comforts you and he strengthens you.
Yeah.
And that way you can make it through these problems.
Make it through.
With that, oh man, it's beautiful, man. Yeah, it's beautiful. Man. I'd rather be in the Lord, man.
Yeah. Is Christ enough?
For me?
Is the question.
For the world.
Because when we turn to those other things, we're saying that he's not enough.
Exactly.
And we're chasing that feeling. Well, that could be anything. That could be anything. It don't got to just be alcohol.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is Kathleen enough?
Oh, this guy. Is she enough? What do you mean?
Is she enough? Are you satisfied with her?
Wow. Teddy, that's crazy, bro.
It's just a question.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Like,
what makes you happy about the whole thing with you and Kathleen? What when you think of it, you're like, wow, like this is my favorite part of this whole relationship.
Let me tell you something.
Mm.
I was talking to my counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out that I have a self-destructive personality.
Right? Really?
Yes.
I would have never.
Shut up. He pointed it out because I was breaking something down, right? I was telling him, like, a person who I can sit there and say, this isn't going to work. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the person that I'm confident in. We talked about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm confident in that. Because there's a big part of me that says, this ain't going to work. So I can just move in it because I'm used to the other shoe dropping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember it was a girl I was talking to 2 years ago. Can we say her name? I'm going to say her name.
That's up to you. That's up to you.
There was a girl named, her name was Heavenly.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh, you wild with that one.
Look, there was
I'm not in that one.
This was back in the day. This was 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, stop it. Dad, don't be cute. Don't get cute now.
I'm
being truthful.
Go ahead,
I'm not going to like go into big details.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, right? This is real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was talking to her, I knew that wasn't going nowhere.
You didn't act like it.
Teddy, I knew it wasn't going anywhere.
You was under that
Teddy,
spell.
I was not under no spell.
You was,
deep
Chris,
down.
Chris.
Here we go.
Chris.
Listen.
I love you.
I wasn't under no spell, bro.
You was under...
No, I wasn't.
Chris.
I was not.
Chris.
Can I finish?
You was under that heavenly spell.
No, I was not. You thought I was.
Oh, so it was a show?
No, it wasn't. I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere.
But you was still under that spell, though.
I came out of Teen Challenge.
So that's why. That's what it was. You was her shadow.
She was my shadow.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, let's back it up. So, what I'm saying is... I knew that wasn't going anywhere. You understand what I'm saying? What did I always say? I'm just waiting on Heavenly to be Heavenly. That's what I used to say, right? Yes, I said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I knew the shoe was going to drop. The shoe dropped. Anyone else, if I knew deep down it wouldn't work out, it wouldn't work out. That brings back to the question, is Kathleen...
Mm-hmm.
This could work.
Could?
This it could work.
Mm.
So listen.
See,
now
when
it's
I hear,
too good
when
to
I,
be
when
true.
When I hear that word could.
Now I'm in.
When I hear that word could, it just reminds me that there's a doubt there.
No, it's not about a doubt. It's
it
just
is.
About being in his perspective.
See, when I speak of someone, I could say, well.
Would you hear me? Let me hear you finish. Let me finish. Which means I'm in the realm of, this is too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So if I'm in the realm of too good to be true, mm-hmm. school, you know, sobriety, all those things, too good to be true. Mm-hmm. Chris, what are you going to do to screw it up?
Now, so that's where the could comes from.
Yeah, now on it's your about, behalf. Now it's me, because it's not on her now.
Yeah.
Everyone else was on them. I knew they were going to mess up.
Do you like her?
I like her. Absolutely.
Do you see yourself falling for her?
Oh, my God. Teddy, you just
got... Answer the question, brother. Goodness gracious. This real talk. We got to talk real. What are you talking about, man? I asked you a question. Do you see yourself falling for her?
Yes. Okay. I can see that. I can see it.
Are you close?
What do you mean?
Now?
I can't say that.
Yeah?
I like her a lot.
Yeah. Do you get that funny feeling in your stomach when you're around her?
Funny feeling?
Yeah. Butterflies. Goosebumps.
I don't say I get a funny feeling. I get a feeling that this is where I belong.
Ooh.
I can't say
so when you feeling. With her, you get a feeling like this is where you belong.
Yeah.
She makes you feel like you belong. Because that's one of your biggest things.
Yeah.
You always want, you feel like you don't belong. But yep. This woman makes you feel like you do belong.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
That's big for me. You
so
know?
She's a winner.
So I said she's too good to be true. So now it's on me. Chris, mm-hmm. what are you going to do to screw this up? Because that's all. I said this. I said, man, if this doesn't work out, I got a problem.
Do you think you're going to screw it up?
I have a fear, but I fear that with anything in my life, not just.
But how could you
school? Screw, I feel like I'm gonna screw it up.
How could you screw it up though? That
it's a fear. I'm not used to having anything good.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not used to it. And if it's
and this is good.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good, man. I'm not used to this.
You know, one of my things, bro, is the fact that, and this is not only relationship with me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking about like. From the same aspect you're speaking from, like I've never had anything that was good too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when I'd get the feeling that yo, this might be good, and like I said, I'm not talking about relationship. I'm talking about anything. It's a good job, a good opportunity, mm-hmm. anything good. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I always mess it up anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that happens, and it's always me.
Yeah.
It's always me. Yeah. So, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, so that's I think
one thing that you can do, Chris, and I think you know this better than anybody else, is to have God at the center of this, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because we tend to do things by our emotion, because we feel like this is right. This is the right person. Just have God in the middle of it, man, because... We know. We mess up.
We mess up.
But with God.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Then that's my
fear. A different lens right there.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Yeah.
That's my fear, man. And we're going to go right into this or that.
Yeah, let's do the this or that real quick, man. Right. Let's knock
this out. And I have one I was just thinking about. I was actually mm-hmm. thinking about this. Mm-hmm. You know, this or that, Teddy. Mm-hmm. Shower in the morning mm-hmm. or shower at night?
Which one do I enjoy more?
Yeah, what would you pick? What would you rather? Just have a shower in the morning or a shower at night?
At night.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I sleep better.
Yep, same way. Same thing with me.
I sleep better.
I wanna relax.
But yeah, like sleep. I knock out real quick. Like yeah. I take a shower, as soon as my head hit the pillow, KO.
It's over.
Yeah. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for me.
Yeah, dude, I feel like you. I feel like you do sleep better if you take a shower
yeah.
and go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people like to take a shower in the morning and they feel like it wakes them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I like it at night. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist or the Apostle Paul?
Oh, man. You know, you got to go, for me, that you can't really just flippantly just dismiss John
yeah, either. Yeah.
I would say Paul, though. I say Paul because of the simple fact that, man, here's a person
mm-hmm.
who had to he was going one way, mm-hmm. and then he ran into Christ, and then was Christ directed him his way, mm-hmm. and he still had to deal with all the wreckage from behind, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but he kept moving in it. So I just think about his, like, just the radical change that he had, mm-hmm. and how he stayed steadfast. And it's not like he went in saying, I have to prove myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He just did what
he continued.
Christ told him to do.
Yeah. That's my guy right there. Yeah. That's my guy. Like, Paul will always be my favorite character in the Bible. Favorite person in the Bible is a character. Like, but favorite person in the Bible for me by far is Paul. Of course, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, but that's a given. That's God. Yeah. But aside from Jesus, like, Paul is just, he was awesome, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even in his letters, he felt like he had to encourage you. Like, the way he spoke mm-hmm. to Timothy was just so encouraging, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he was stern.
Yeah.
He told you, listen, you do this, you're going to die. He was known for that. You know what I'm saying? But I also love John the Baptist because he was so humble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here's a guy that came into the scene, right?
Yeah.
And it was prophesied. Mm-hmm. It was prophesied about him. Like, okay, I'm the man.
Yeah.
And then here comes Jesus, and he bows down to Jesus. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like, yo, I am nothing compared to you.
Yeah.
You are the great one.
Yeah.
You know? And but Paul, I choose Paul, though.
Yeah.
I choose Paul.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I have one. Mm-hmm. When I think about just overall.
Yeah.
You know, when you personally.
Mm-hmm. Me.
You personally,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Would you rather
mm-hmm. This better not be crazy. I'm ready for something crazy.
Because
the way you looking off in the wall.
No. No, man.
I got.
No, man. Would you?
Chris, just ask the question, man.
No, wait. Would you rather mm-hmm. hold hands in public?
Or kiss?
Or kiss in public?
I'd rather hold hands.
Oh, you soft.
I'm not soft, bro. I don't mind PDA. I don't mind it at all. For real. I really don't. But I feel like sometimes it's too much.
What, kissing in public?
Kissing in public is a little too much sometimes, man. I don't mind doing it. Like, I've done it bunch of times.
It's like
before.
The ultimate expression of love.
It is, but I'd rather just hold your hands, and then when we get in the car, you know what I mean?
Like, I like holding hands.
I don't have to do that all in public. Like, you got kids out there. You got people watching.
You know what I don't like about holding hands in public?
Why?
Because you got that corny swing that goes
but
when you're walking.
My hands ain't swinging, dog. Yeah, I don't know about you. I'm a gangster.
No, I'm just saying. It's like.
you ain't swinging my hands.
Like if you're like crossing the street or something, I get
it. Nah, you ain't swinging my hands.
I can hold your hands for a little bit.
We're going to hold my hands. Listen.
Yeah,
she's gonna hold my hands and it's gonna be a stern hold,
bro.
It ain't gonna be rocking. It ain't gonna be swinging because you ain't swinging my hands. Because I feel like, for some reason, if my hands swing, I feel like I'm skipping.
Yo, I see people on campus, bro. They'd be like in the library, walking around holding hands. I'm
Chris, I keep telling you, we can't compare our lives
to
those kids, man.
That's funny though.
They're kids, man.
Even when I was back then, I didn't do that.
Yeah, but they're kids, man. They're kids,
but it's like,
but they didn't. They wasn't in the type of environment you was in back then.
Yeah,
you know,
that's real.
These kids is coming from a sheltered and protected environment, and they've been watching Disney Channel their whole life. You know what I'm saying? And they want to swing and skip like them dudes.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel me? So we had different people we looked up to growing up.
Yeah,
than what they looking up to. Like, mm-hmm. That's So Raven and all that. I don't know.
Yeah. What's your last one?
What's my last one? No, this is my second one. Oh, this is the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we have two or three each?
No, there's two questions, three this or that. I forgot.
Yeah. So Mine is a bar soap or body wash.
Body wash all day.
Really?
Body wash.
Yo, I feel cleaner with bar soap.
I need that body wash.
All right, man. Pause. No. Pause, brother.
Nah, man.
Nah, I feel cleaner with a bar of soap.
Dove body wash.
Nah, you know Dulce, my friend, my boy Paul, his wife makes the best soap. I got one right here that's I forgot what it is. It's like charcoal mint or something like that.
Yeah, I got green tea. I got green tea bar. Yeah.
Bro, I used it one time. Like, son, I felt fresh. Like, it's like, yeah, I'd rather a bar soap. Mm. But I do both, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I do both. Like, that's like, I do the bar soap, and then I do the body wash right after.
Yeah.
All in one. You know what I mean? But you feel cleaner with the bar soap for some reason. I don't know why. Your skin just feels way cleaner with the bar soap.
So let me ask you this or that. You like a rag or a loofah?
A rag, dog. What am I losing? What yo, Chris, I'm gonna ignore you, brother. Next thing you know, you're gonna ask me if I like bidets. Dag, bro. You like bidets? Like you would get a bidet in your crib. You look like one of them bidet type dudes. Like you'd be like, Chris, if I ever came to your crib and you had a bidet, bro, and I used the toilet, we fighting, bro. Like, yo, Chris, I did not like that. I did, but I'm angry that I did.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Yo, you're crazy. Yeah, it's man. Crazy. I don't know. I might. Yeah. I think I might go with a loofah.
Nah, dog, you wildin'. What you need a loofah for? Just get a rag, man. You can
lather it up.
All right, Chris.
You can lather it up.
I'm done,
man.
I'm done. Lather it up. This guy's tripping.
Listen, we're gonna come back. No word of encouragement. We're gonna talk a little bit more, do a Q&A, and we're out of here, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up. Let's just come back and
back and just finish up.
Pay a quick bill, come right back.
All right, y'all.
All right. We're gonna get into
what?
I got the question.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Who asked the questions?
Sean.
Hey.
What?
You got her back into this, huh?
She's not into it. It was last minute.
Mm. So she's just the last minute person.
She was the last minute person.
Dang. That's all she's good for.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You recording me?
Yeah.
See, this is real talk, man.
Wow. Anyway.
I love it.
So, play the questions, Chris, man.
We got some Q&A.
Let's do the questions real quick. There's a lot of, Chris, when did she send you that question?
Yesterday.
There's a lot of conversation happening after that question.
Yeah. Next question. So,
wow.
Well, you gotta blow everything up. It ain't that serious.
All right, go ahead. Press play.
We're friends, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let the good times roll. All right, here we go.
I gotta go to bed, Chris.
Come on. All right, here we go.
Michelle says that she loves how you guys talked about recovery on the show. And she wants to know, would you guys date somebody that drinks here and there, knowing the background you guys come from?
I think we maybe kind of touched on it, but she said, "Will we date?"
Would I date somebody that drinks here and there? Like, what's drinking here and there, though? Like, drink alcohol?
Probably, maybe. I would say, what is that? Drink here and there, I mean, like, maybe it could be wine or.
I don't mind a wine drinker. No, I ain't doing no beer drinker.
Why?
I ain't doing no beer drinker.
You gonna date someone who drinks beer?
No.
Why? Here and there, though.
Nah.
Why?
I just wouldn't. Because I used to drink.
But you said you didn't drink beer. It was liquor.
Yeah, but if she throwing back a beer, first of all, I don't know. I don't think that's ladylike throwing back a beer.
So if she drinks wine, that's cool with you.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
knowing your background.
Knowing my background. You're good. I'm good with that. Because I never was into wine. So it's not like I'm going to be like, yo, let me get some of that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, my family drinks wine. When I go home on vacations and on breaks and all that, like, my family drinks wine. Like, there's always wine around.
Yeah.
I choose not to drink it.
Yeah.
But it's always around. So I don't mind having wine around. It does nothing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I won't ever reach for a glass. I won't. It's just not going to happen. But a beer, like, all the time, like, around me, you just never know. If you're in a barbershop long enough,
you're going to get a haircut.
You're going to get a haircut.
Yes, sir.
And I can't be around it. I don't want to be. I don't want to be around it. It's not I can't be around it. I really could, because I have been around it. I just don't want to be around it.
I like it.
I'm good.
Yeah, for me, I don't have a problem. Like I said, don't push it on me.
Yeah.
Here and there, knowing my background, it doesn't. Like I said, drinking does not bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get tempted by it at all. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't faze me. So if you were to drink wine, in front of me, you know, it wouldn't bother me. So, hey, if you want to drink here and there, you feel what I'm saying? Just don't be pushing it on me, and we good. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you want me to drink, you better hide your TVs.
Because everything's gone.
You hide your TVs, you gonna wake that beast up.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
We want that beast to stay asleep.
So that's a no from me, and no from you too?
No. What do you mean? No.
You say you would date a girl?
I would date a girl who drinks here and there.
I wouldn't.
You just said you would.
Wine.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Nah.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Drinking here and there is like...
You just said...
Hold on. Drinking...
Wait a minute.
Drinking here and there is not wine, bro. Drinking here and there is like... Ooh, I just came home from work. I need a shot.
No.
That's drinking here and there.
No. We said wine. I thought we were talking about wine.
Wine, I'm good with. I don't call somebody drinking wine drinking here and there. Drinking here and there is like, yo, I need a drink. I had a tough day at work.
Okay.
That's like drinking here and there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going out with the girls to have a drink.
Yeah.
Like, that's drinking here and there. Okay. You feel me?
Only wine, not beer.
Yeah, I can't do beer. I can't do alcohol. Nah. We not going.
Right, but wine.
Wine is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Next All question.
Right. All right. We got crossed up there. All right, here we go. Last question.
Kendra wants to know when a guy knows that a girl is wifey material.
Ooh.
When a guy knows?
Yeah. I'm obviously bad with that, so you're gonna have to answer that.
You say you bad.
Yeah.
Come on, deep down, I think we know.
I mean, we know, you know what I'm saying? But like,
guys know.
The last situation I was in wasn't like, I don't like to call that situation a relationship.
Yeah. It was
a weird weird situation. You remember that situation.
I remember. I think he was getting witchcraft.
I ain't saying this dude crazy. It was a weird situation, but the relationship before that was a relationship,
yeah.
And you know, I thought that could have been, but it really wasn't. And I thank God it wasn't, because like now God is revealing so much to me,
yeah,
through that. But I feel that when you meet her,
mm-hmm.
and like, you ever had all the pieces of puzzle just right then and there, just falls right in?
Yeah.
And I feel like there are things that you're looking for in life, and you just see it in that person.
Yeah.
You see it in that person, and everything just looks clear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And another thing too, like, if you're in ministry and you have things that you want to do in ministry, and you know what God has called you to do,
mm-hmm.
if that person fits into that,
yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
That's big, man.
Or even if you're not in ministry and you want to go, whatever you feel like you want to do in life, like, if that person fits...
Well, she supports
you. Yeah, she supports you 100%. And she fits into that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there are things about me that's different from what Chris likes in a woman. Mm-hmm. Like, I like different things than what Chris likes.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, like, we wouldn't be interested in the same type of woman. So there are things like, I love loyalty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I like that too.
I love a woman that like is very talkative. Like she'll stand up for herself. You know what I'm saying? Boisterous.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I like that. Talk that talk. Tell me to shut up sometimes when I'm bugging. Tell me to chill out. I like that. I love a feisty woman, man.
No, you don't. I don't.
Real deep down, I do, bro. I want a girl to check me because you know I get crazy.
Yeah, you do.
I need a girl to tell me.
So those that I'm things, out of line. No, there are things that you want in a woman that you'll see in that person, and it'll just fit in like a puzzle, like just right there, just the piece that you've been missing your whole life. It'll just fit in perfectly, and you know you get that feeling like, well, yo, this could be my wife. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
My wife.
I got that feeling recently, though.
I'm gonna start praying.
I am feeling that.
You better start praying.
I do.
Ask God to reveal.
If God hit me with that, like I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I did.
Wow.
And I'm gonna admit that.
Wow. You gotta know. You gotta listen. You got a luxury, man. You gotta take it. You know, you get a chance. Listen, this is what I say. If a man can bring you around his parents, mm-hmm. especially mom, mm-hmm. you know, that's a big sign. It's a good sign. That doesn't mean it's going to be good
yeah.
because your mom can play. Listen, you need to like fall back from that girl. So
the last two I brought home, my mom told me that.
So at least he's considering.
The last one, my mom says she need counseling.
Yeah, see, mom's right. You feel what I'm saying? Moms know. So, yeah. like, if a guy can bring you around his mom, yeah. that means he's considering. He sees something in you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's got to be that conference after.
Yeah.
That would determine that. But he's bringing you to see mom to get the okay.
Yep.
Get that, what do you think, mom?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I think, you know, when just if you're willing to be brought around the parents and, you know, that's a great sign if he wants to bring you there. But guys know, deep down, I've dated girls and I know, like I said earlier, I know girls that since this isn't going anywhere. You know what I mean?
But it's fun, though.
But it's fun.
Sometimes it's fun. Even though it's not going nowhere, it's fun.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing is ending a relationship that's mad fun, but you know it's not going nowhere. So it's like you say to yourself, should I end this relationship? Because you don't want to lose the person because you have mad fun with them, right?
Yeah.
They're an awesome friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you're scared if you end it, you're like, yeah, I don't think we should be. And you're scared the person will be like, well, if we can't be together, I don't want to be around you.
Yeah.
So it's like, dad, you don't want to lose that person. Mm-hmm. But it's not going nowhere. This is not my forever person.
Exactly.
My forever person is someplace else.
Yeah.
But I have mad fun with you.
Yes.
It's difficult.
Yeah. And before we close out, I want to write a movie. Teddy.
What is it going to be called?
It's called The Love That Never Was.
Any more questions from Shauna?
No. I'm gonna close out.
You got me laughing. Listen. Whoa.
The Love That Never Was.
Who's this going to be about?
Listen, it's inspired by Chris Evans. Right?
Yeah, but so mostly who though?
We can't say that. We can't say names. But we can't say names.
I think I know.
The love that never was. Uh-huh. But listen, the premise.
Any more questions from Shauna?
That's it. That's the final question. We're going to close out. But I want to, this the movie. Listen, watch for this. I want to, man, should I put this out? Someone might steal it.
Nah, nobody going to steal it, bro.
All right, listen. You don't know my life. All right, this is the movie premise, guys. Here we go. The opening of the movie.
Wow.
The girl is crying, reading a journal. Right? Mm-hmm. She's reading a journal. In the journal, she's reading about, and the guy would be telling the movie, the story would be
narrated. Who's the guy, though? You're the guy.
So it's inspired by me, so okay. I would be the guy, because this is my life events.
So the girl's reading a journal.
Yeah, because I have a journal.
Mm-hmm. She's reading your journal?
Yeah, but this is the movie. This wouldn't be... This would be like inspired by type movie.
So the girl's reading your journal.
Yeah.
And the movie is what she's reading?
Yeah.
So the movie would be narrated by her?
The movie would be narrated by the guy. She's reading the journal. But the narration would be like she's reading it.
So let's get this straight. I just want to be on the same page as you. Shauna would be reading your journal. I mean, whoa, sorry.
Oh, good God. This just went off the track. This just went off the tracks right now.
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. So Shauna would be reading your journal.
Yo. This just derailed. What do you gotta say, James? That's not the point. The point of the movie. This is a great movie.
Well, the point right now, Chris, is the fact that you keep saying that's not the point instead of denying what I'm saying.
The movie's called The Love That Never Was. Let me finish the movie.
But you're not denying what I said.
Teddy, you can put anybody in there. It could be anybody. It could be Marianne.
Definitely ain't Marianne.
It could be Marianne.
It's not Marianne.
It could be.
It's definitely not Marianne. But go ahead. Because you forget I know you. Go ahead, man.
Listen, we leave that up for interpretation. It could be anybody from my past that's inspired from my events. But she's reading the journal through. Now, this isn't, mind you, this isn't what's going on, but this is the movie. This is the layout, right?
Okay.
She's reading the journal. The movie's being narrated by the person talking about all the stuff, all the experiences they had just as friends and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But the person's dead. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the wish would be for this person to read the journal and they get to see all the stuff. It's great. You feel what I'm saying? And the woman's married in the movie. Mm-hmm. But she's got this journal. So throughout the movie, she's just spending time with this journal, learning all the stuff that this guy felt about her, but she never knew. Mm-hmm. Ultimate love story.
Wow.
Ultimate. That's gold.
So she's reading this journal, and she's going through this guy's journal, but it's like she's reading it, but not knowing that it's about her.
She goes, she'll know. She but knows
towards about the her. End.
Yeah, because,
she'd know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She would know it's about,
Would you like for her to know now?
No, it's not about me. It's about me, but it's not about me. It's a inspirational movie based off of true events. That's
what. So there is a girl that you want to know right now.
No, Teddy, it's not about the girl. It's about the movie.
Very questionable movie, bro.
It's a good movie.
I don't think I'd watch
it. You'll watch it.
Nah. I'm a big fan of Kathleen. I wouldn't watch it.
No, it's not about... Oh, my God. See? This is how stuff gets blurred. This is not about being with a person. This is about the love. It's a love that never was. The key is... It never was.
I have a shirt on right now that says Team Kathleen. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about, team? I'm the one questioning that. We're not talking about that.
You and your love triangles.
There's no triangle. Oh, my God. Do not start this. There's no triangle. This is my inspirational movie that I want to produce in the future. That has nothing to do with Kathleen. Has nothing to do with Marianne. Has nothing to do with...
This movie would definitely be on Lifetime.
I don't know what it would be on.
It would be on Lifetime. This is a Lifetime movie.
But it's a good movie.
It's a good movie on Lifetime.
The Love That Never Was. Look out for it.
Shauna don't watch Lifetime, so she...
It's not about Shauna, bro.
So, listen.
It's not about Shauna. Kathleen, it's not about Shauna. I don't want you to hear this and think Teddy's talking about... It's not about Shauna.
Let me stop, man.
You're trying to get me in trouble, man. You feel what I'm saying? We got to go. This has been a great season.
It has.
I want to thank everyone who contributed to Real Talk. I want to thank Gentel. I want to thank Tasha, Shauna, anyone who came on, Dylan, Kenny, Anthony, Aaron, who stopped by. Kiana, we thank you for joining us this season.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward.
We had some good people, man. We had some good people. Tasha. Mm-hmm. Tasha helped us out a lot, man.
A lot.
And I think Tasha's going to be play a bigger role in the show next season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys.
This is it.
This is going to be a different ending. I'm going to pray Mm-hmm. At the end of this, you don't mind if I pray real quick, Chris?
Sure.
Father God, I just want to thank you for having this opportunity to be able to speak of your goodness, of your love. Thank you, God, for using Chris and I to reach people out there that are struggling, that need to know who you are, God. Continue to use us, cover us, God. Bless everyone that's listening to this right now, God. I pray that you can touch them. If there's anyone out there that's struggling with anything in their life, God, I pray that you can meet them at their struggle and be their strength. Bless the rest of this year, God. It's almost over, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, man. Chris, we are logging off the last show. Anything you'd like to say before we leave?
You know what I say? Praise God.
Yeah, I heard it first. Later.